Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Wyoming receives final approval for $205 million rural health care plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Governor Mark Gordon and U.S. Senator John Barrasso announced Tuesday that the federal government has officially approved Wyoming's Rural Health Transformation Program, unlocking $205 million in federal health care funding for the state. The money comes through a five-year federal initiative aimed at strengthening rural hospitals, clinics, and health care services. State leaders say the funding will help improve access to care, support workforce training, and stabilize healthcare systems in Wyoming's rural and frontier communities. Wyoming Department of Health Director Stefan Johansson said the plan was shaped through discussions with healthcare providers, lawmakers, and residents across the state. Earlier this spring, state officials revised portions of the proposal after federal regulators rejected Wyoming's idea for a long-term healthcare investment fund. Barrasso credited cooperation with federal officials and CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz for helping secure final approval, while Gordon praised the effort as an opportunity to create long-term stability for Wyoming healthcare. Wyoming must now obligate its first year of funding by October 31st, with future funding tied to the state's performance under the program. University of Wyoming facing $15 million budget shortfall despite state support. The University of Wyoming is facing a roughly $15 million budget shortfall as leaders begin planning for the 2027 fiscal year. According to WyoFile, university officials say the deficit is being driven by declining enrollment, rising inflation, and lower investment income, even after lawmakers largely approved the school's funding request during this year's legislative session. Outgoing UW President Ed Seidel said many of the university's state appropriations are restricted to specific purposes and can't be used for day-to-day operating expenses. He also warned the university is dealing with a nationwide demographic cliff, meaning fewer college-age students are available to enroll. To address the shortfall, university colleges and divisions will absorb about half of the cuts through roughly 2% budget reductions. The remaining half have not yet been allocated as university leaders continue discussions about long-term priorities and spending decisions. The UW Board of Trustees is expected to review the proposed budget next month. Seidel will step down as president at the end of June and will be replaced by Brigadier General Shane Reeves. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.